personal development for smart people, helping you grow consciously and create positive transformation in your life. Brought to you by Bron Johnson and Steve Pavlina. The Meaning of Life Series, Part 3, From Purpose to Action. Once you've identified your overall purpose and mission, the next step is to turn that purpose into achievable goals, projects, and actions. I've written extensively about this subject already, so I don't have anything profoundly new to share within the scope of this Meaning of Life series. This entry, however, will mostly be links to previous content. Once you have your overall context and your purpose worked out, you begin setting goals that would be congruent with that purpose. If you want to know how to do that more clearly, go ahead and listen to episode 73, Living Congruently, to get started on that. The basic idea is that you must align your purpose with your needs, abilities, and desires. Your purpose tells you what you should do. Your needs, i.e. money, shelter, clothing, etc., dictate what you must do. Your abilities, i.e. skills, talents, your education, that dictates what you can do. And then your desires, what you enjoy to do. Your passions, that dictates what you want to do. Taken individually, each of these areas will only point you in a general direction. But when you put them all together, you'll find it easier to set specific, practical goals. This way, you'll be setting goals that help you fulfill your purpose, meet your needs, do what you love to do, and do what you're really good at. Next, for more specific info on goal setting, go ahead and listen to episode 70, The Power of Clarity. That sounds like a lot of listening and work to do, but this is a complex subject. There are whole books written just on subjects of this topic, like David Allen's Getting Things Done and Stephen Covey's First Things First. The next episode will cover the topic of transitioning, moving from a non-purpose-driven life to a purpose-driven life.